Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome back to Naughty Talk. I am your host, Sapien the GOAT, and I'm here with my co-host, Grand Naughty Hefe. We in the building, y'all. Appreciate y'all tuning back in, man. Hey, just a quick shout out to everybody that has been listening, man. We love all of y'all, man. Appreciate everything. What's going on, Grand, man? How you doing today?
Man, chilling. Tired.
Tired, man?
Tired.
I know you've been going back and forth to the hospital a lot, huh?
Yeah, man. I be going up there from like 9 to 4, man.
Maybe. Every day. Did they give you a job yet?
Might as well. Hey, I be in there moving stuff with the nurses and everything. told me that today.
The real question is, are you scaring the white people in there with your hair? I know they're just very afraid of you. Because every time we're out in public together, I have to sometimes tell you to stay in the car.
Sometimes some of them be looking at me crazy, but for the most part, man, they be loving my hair in there.
Yeah,
they don't be that scared.
Yeah,
at least they don't tell me.
So what we got on the topics today, man? What are we talking about today?
Got some little Kodak Black.
He's in prison. That's no good.
Little All Star Game challenge.
Oh, you talking about the draft? Huh?
Yeah,
that's gonna be good.
Yeah.
What else we got going on today? All-Star Drive. We got some the game picks.
Oh, yeah.
We got the playoffs. Yeah, man. We're going to do some playoff picks, man. Should be some real good games today.
And then we got we got the little riddle.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to drop some riddles on Grant. See how it's been a while since Grant been in school. I've been trying to push him to get back in school. So I'm going to go ahead and show him how retarded he is now. I love his men for him. So we got a good show. Definitely stay tuned for tomorrow, man. We still got special guest Wes Door. Definitely. He's supposed to be calling in. Looking forward to that. If y'all haven't heard his album yet, 1115, it's on all major music streams now. You can go download that. Also, following not this Saturday, but next Saturday, we got El Paso's finest DJ Jet Prince. He's going to be, hopefully, I'm going to try to get him to come in. I don't know if I get him to come in the studio. If not, then he'll call in. He's a real busy guy.
Should be a good show.
Yeah, that's going to be definitely good. Let me see if I get some shirts out of him, too. Mm-hmm. You know, he just opened up his new label, Jumber Sound. So he got some hot things going on over there, man. I need to get in one of them photo shoots he got going on, man. He got some real nice tortellinis up in there.
Not the tortellinis.
Tortellinis, you know what I'm saying? them hot tamales. I need to slide in one of them photo shoots and see what's really good. Because they love that guy.
I'm going to stay with mine. I got my one at the crib.
Yeah, you probably can't go to the photo shoot.
No, definitely not.
I'll probably like video chat you. But, I'm a single man. I'm on the market now. Ladies, I'm on the market. Don't get too excited because your credit score gotta apply.
Gotta first. Be up there.
Gotta be up there, man. It's been a while for me since my credit score seen those type of numbers.
Yeah.
But I need her to bring more than titties and ass to the table.
You live and you grow.
You say you live and you grow.
You know what
else I'm excited about? Your homegirl Monique.
Oh, yeah.
She's trying to stop a lot of baby making in 2018.
But I like how you put that on me, though.
What do you mean how I put that on you?
That's my girl now, huh?
That's definitely your girl. That's definitely your girl. Any blasphemous that comes out in social media, that's either your girl or your boy.
You know mine, huh? Only mine.
You only rocking with him. Because you got the inside scoop, so only you would know what's going on. You got the inside scoop. You the man with the plan. You the guy that I call. So, anyway, yo, we got a great show. Once again, appreciate everybody that tunes in and listens. We really love y'all. We're down to support.
Definitely.
All black businesses. So please call in at any time. Feel free for shout outs. We always down to shout y'all out. And stay tuned for a good show. That's right, y'all heard it. Jumba parties go down, they stay lit. Tune in next week, Saturday on the 27th, for DJ Prince Jet and the whole EDM scene. It's going crazy. We going crazy. Nighty talk, baby. Sapien the Gold, and I'm here with Grand Naughty Hefe, and this is Naughty Talk. Hey, yo, we're going to talk about this Kodak Black moment. Your boy just got locked up. They ran up in his crib, 12-1 playing with him. If y'all haven't heard, Kodak Black was arrested in Florida on some slew charges, including grand theft auto, firearms, possession of marijuana, and neglection of a child. They said that he stole some firearms, he had a few weapons, some ammo, he was blowing tree around his baby. It was crazy, man. What, have you heard anything about this, Graham?
Yeah, look, Kodak was doing the whole nine, wasn't he?
Hey, you Florida boys are something else, you know what I'm saying? What did you hear though? Necessarily, like, what was going on? Like, what? How did this all come about? Like, how did the police even know?
Yeah, I heard from what the reports is that somebody on his team, Sniper Gang, was on Instagram Live in Kodak house, and on that Instagram Live video, there was guns, people smoking around, Lil Kodak, people waving guns around Lil Kodak. So they got a tip from somebody. Somebody told 12
on social media.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they got a they got the tip. They went and got the warrant.
So they snitched on them.
Snitched on them.
That's no good either.
Snitched on them, and then the police ran up in his house last night. As a matter of fact, on Thursday night.
So this all happened within like 24 hours or less than 24 hours.
No. The video originally was on the 13th of January, so last week. But they had just got the warrant, you know.
I was about to say, like, if they dialed up a warrant that quick, they was ready for this, man. Like, now what I want to dive into also is when did Kodak get these three crosses on his face? Like, why is all these rappers putting crosses on their face? At least they're not upside down.
It's that triple cross thing, you know how he be saying that triple cross.
I'm not gonna lie and sit up here and make it seem like I really listen to Kodak. I don't listen to a lot of his music. I'm kind of like one of those Kodak bandwagon fans. Like, if the song or the beat is hot, like, I like the joint he got with Chris Brown.
I haven't even heard that one. I ain't been on Kodak.
Pills and Automobiles.
Oh yeah.
That's my shit.
Yeah, it is. Though. Yeah, I forgot he was in that though.
Yeah, he killed it. He wrote it.
He's in there.
But as far as like a Kodak fan, I wouldn't know nothing about what his tattoos mean. So I mean, I'm glad it has a meaning.
You know that one song he was talking about, the way he triple crossed. You would think of some. So I forgot what song it was.
You know what? I can't hardly understand him when he's. Talk, so I wouldn't know that song.
Because he slurs words a lot.
Yeah, I thought it was like his grill in his mouth, maybe.
I think that wasn't there, too big, yeah.
It might be too big. Them golds, them slugs in his mouth look a little bit heavy on them teeth. He might still have his baby teeth.
Put them stones all in my gold.
Hey.
Yeah.
So what's his future? What do you think? I think he's going to be in there for a while.
He's definitely going to be in there for a minute, for sure.
What were you going to say? You definitely going to get what? You think he's going to get some felony charges stacked on already, the felony charges he already has?
For sure, because, I mean, he was already on house arrest already.
I didn't know that.
And he violated probation. Yeah, he was on house arrest for some gun charges recently.
This ignorant black African-American is already on house arrest, and he's on social media. Now, when you say he was on social media, was he the one waving these weapons around, allegedly?
Allegedly, I guess it was his team.
It was his team.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good neither. You can't have the weapons waving around the babies neither. But Come on, Kodak, man. Like,
yeah, he was already on probation, you know, for like a firearms and narcotics back in October.
Jesus
Christ. And he was indicted on sexual assault charges. So.
Why these guys get money, man, and still want to be like Al Capone and, you know.
Too many movies.
I guess so. Or the too many pills and.
Lean.
Their music, their own music is getting to them. Either way, we're not happy about this news. We wish Kodak Black and his camp the best of luck. Hopefully he can come up out of this jam. And we're just glad that his child was okay and nobody was harmed in this situation. Keep your head up, Kodak. Got to wrap back into things, man. We're going to switch over here to Monique, man. Monique is not happy at all. She wants us to boycott Netflix, and I don't know what she's talking about. That does not sound right. I don't know what I'm going to do without some Netflix and grub, because I don't do Netflix and chill, because these bitches like being on the pill. No, I'm just joking, y'all. Anyways, real talk, though. Monique's not happy, man. She's calling for all Black people, which I don't understand that part neither, but she's calling for all Black people to boycott Netflix because she says that she's being racially profiled and what
gender bias.
Gender bias, and basically what she's saying is they not giving her the back. Yeah, I'm not cool with that neither, Monique. You need the bag, boo. But at the same time, baby girl, you ain't popping right now. Not at all.
Not
she
at
ain't
all.
Popping, yo.
Not at all.
What's going on with this story though, Graham, man?
She was on a radio show today, but it's uh-huh. like a 1 minute clip that's been flying around, and she's been saying that she wanted us Black folk to boycott Netflix because they only offer her $500,000 as opposed to Amy Schumer.
Yeah,
$500,000. $500,000. Damn. And Amy Schumer was reported to be getting $13 million. Ooh. At first it was supposed to be $11 million.
Uh-huh.
Then she went back and asked for $2 million. So they gave her $13 million.
Amy Schumer.
Yes. Dave Chappelle received $20 million.
Uh-huh.
And Chris Rock also did got 20 mil.
Okay. So, Amy Schumer got how much now?
13 mil.
13 mil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your boy Dave, he got
20 mil.
20 mil.
Uh-huh.
And
Chris Rock got another 20 mil.
He got another 20 mil. And they only offered your girl only
500,000.
Why you think they coming at her like that, though, yo?
Probably because she ain't did nothing. I mean, I don't know the last time I heard about Monique. Maybe that Christmas movie that came out like a year or two ago.
Which Christmas movie are you talking about?
The one that had Danny Glover and it was a couple more. He basically their mom had died and Danny Glover was in that.
Oh, yeah. That was actually a good movie.
Yeah, it was.
That was a real good movie.
Yeah.
But she wasn't the star of that movie.
She wasn't the star.
That's my thing too, man. She's not the star of these movies. She was in also, what was that? The Johnson's Family.
Johnson's Family Vacation.
Vacation. Uh-huh. She wasn't star of the movie. She slayed every role. I mean, she's always done a great job in every role.
Definitely.
But to me, her biggest key points in her career was the Monique late night talk show that BET did.
Mm-hmm.
And then that just went nowhere. Like, we don't even know what happened to that. Like, I don't know what happened with that, y'all. Like, yeah, they, like, one day we just turned on the television show and it was gone. Like, they didn't even give us a final show or goodbye. So that was one of her highlights. Another highlight in her career was, of course, everybody knows the show that she had. What's the other girl's name? I can't remember her name right now. I'm sorry, y'all, but y'all know her series that she had on the WGN network. That one, but she shared the spotlight with her the girl that played her daughter.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
The movie, she was a star role, but it almost she did have a co-star.
Precious.
That was
gonna probably be my other big time moment.
But how long ago?
That was so many. That was a while ago. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not popping mm-hmm. right now. It's been so many other people coming up in,
still doing
in the
stuff.
Industry, right? That's staying relevant, staying on top. And I don't know if she's been blackballed or what. Queens of Comedy, too, was big for her, too.
Yep. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Even though that was a spinoff from Kings of Comedy, that was big for her. But, I mean...
She ain't did much, really.
Precious lately. Wasn't really about her. Precious was
about the girl.
Was about old girl. True. You know what I'm saying? True. She got more recognition for that. Yeah,
she blew up for that.
So, you know what I'm saying? I get where Monique coming from. But I feel like she should have probably took that $500,000 and got with her team and said, we going to show you why I'm worth whatever that she thinks that she's worth. You know what I'm saying? Now, you... Come on, Monique. You're not on Chris Rock level.
Nope. Okay. Not on Dave Chappelle level. You're
definitely not on Dave Chappelle level. That man was offered $100 million to come back to do the Dave Chappelle show that he turned down.
And then you got
to
think about Hollywood with Amy Schumer.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and then there, that's a white woman in Hollywood. You can't compete with that.
Nope.
But we hope you get your coins, Monique. Keep your head up. Stay in the game. Take that $100,000 and show them what's up. Welcome back, man. We're going to jump right up into some NFL talk, man. We got these playoffs coming up Sunday. I wish it was a game Saturday, but they on Sunday. We got the New England Patriots going against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then we got your boy in them, Philly, going against Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, fuck both of them.
If I must say something myself, Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. This is probably the worst Final Four I've ever seen in the NFL.
Why? Because of the quarterbacks?
None of these teams, to me, is like NFL worthy. Outside the Patriots, NFL which I hate.
Worthy?
Which I hate.
They're not NFL worthy?
Like Super Bowl. They're not like Super Bowl worthy. Like, when you think of the Minnesota Vikings this year, you didn't think, well, that's a Super Bowl team right there.
Well, they got an elite defense. I knew that.
Definitely.
No one knew Case Keenum was going to come out and put a firecracker in his own ass and start playing like, you know what I'm saying, he got fire under him. And
he didn't want Teddy to come back.
I mean, here's a problem. I think the only reason you're saying that is because the quarterbacks are not fancy. The big names are not in there.
True.
If the Steelers are in there, if the Saints are in there, if it was like the Saints against Philly.
True.
Or the Saints against Vikings, or, you know what I'm saying? Then I think you would, well, it couldn't be the Saints against the Vikings, but if it was the Saints against Philly. I know what you mean, yeah. Uh-huh. Then I think you would be, like, you'd be more geeked. I'm geeked. I'm happy for this. Because, one, we got a chance of knocking Tom Shady out the motherfucking playoffs.
I hope they do.
And two, I rock with Jacksonville. They got a strong defense. I love your boy from Florida State, Jalen Ramsey. He's playing like a true
Deion Sanders
prime time, man to man, pressing you at the line, talking to you, okay? I rock with him. The only thing I don't rock with Jacksonville is your boy Bortles.
Bortles is definitely not my boy.
That's definitely your boy. You from Florida.
That must be Drewski the God boy.
That's probably... No, Drewski probably rocking with Minnesota or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
No, but I'm happy for Jacksonville, especially being from Florida. You know, only seeing that team get deep in the playoffs once when they had, like, Kenny McCardell and Jimmy Smith and Mark Brunell, dope Fred Taylor, them years... So it's good that you see them boys back.
Yeah, I was a big Fred Jackson fan, and I always loved Jacksonville's colors, man. They just that emerald green.
Yeah,
that shit is hard.
It dope.
You know what I'm saying? That's that aqua colors. Y'all Florida boy, y'all some aqua type of guys.
But then you think about Minnesota. Got another one of the Florida State boys on the outside. Also was a first team All Pro.
Who was
Xavier
that?
Rhodes.
Oh, Xavier Rhodes. Well, he's been in the game for a while.
Yeah, though. Uh-huh. You know yeah, this saying? Is like his probably, I think it's like his fourth season. Fourth or fifth.
This is going to be a good game because this playoff is going to be all defense. It's going to be all defense. I'm so excited to see how Tom Brady. What's up with you? What do you think about Tom Brady's hand and his glove?
I think that's some Bill Belichick
mind game
shit. It's all what they.
Yeah, like trying to. And you know what? The media is falling right into it.
Right into
like,
it, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like my boy Steven, they said on First Take this morning, like, y'all falling right into this Belichick bullshit. Got y'all talking about this man's hand. All right.
Y'all don't think Tom's going to play in this game.
Ain't nobody talking about... I think they're doing that because they don't want the media to be, like, exposing their game planning. Or, like, what they're doing. All they're talking about is a man's hand.
A man's hand.
This man's hand.
That's it.
This nope. man's hand.
That's it. No, they ain't talking about what the score going to be.
If I hear one more thing about this man's hand, like, God dang.
I'm going to lose it.
I'm going to lose it for real. So, what's your picks for this Sunday's game?
I got the Patriots
winning, and then I have the Eagles winning.
You got the Eagles winning?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm definitely going for Jacksonville.
That's right. I'm going for Jacksonville, though. I'm just...
Oh, we don't want to hear that, man. We don't want to hear that, bro. Nah. Nah. Stick with your Patriots, all right? Stick with your Patriots, okay? This guy right here, man. So, I'm going with Jacksonville. I ain't just rooting for him. Going for him. All right, and since you're going to take Philly, I'm going to go ahead and take Minnesota Vikings. I'm going to represent the NFC North since they're coming out of the NFC North and my Bears didn't make it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all give it up for my Bears. We're going to win the Minnesota Vikings. So it should be a good game, man. Well, I can't wait to see what's up. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to Naughty Talk. I am your boy, Sapien the GOAT. And I'm here with my co-host, Grand Naughty Hefe. Once again, man, I just want to thank all our black listeners, white listeners, gray, green. I don't give a damn what your color
everybody
is, but you know,
listeners.
We love our black people. We love our melanin. Y'all know I love my chocolate. Oh, my God. Can we get a round of applause for the chocolate, baby? Thank you. Yes. Let me get a round of applause for the chocolate. But all naughty listeners, we love you. I love my light brights, too. Don't get me wrong. I ain't discriminating. But ain't nothing like some chocolate. So we're going to jump right into these All-Star games, man. These picks. Your boy LeBron James is the captain for the East. And Cook 'Em Up Curry is the captain for the West. So your boy Grant trying to be funny. He's saying that I'm LeBron because I'm older than him. And he's going to be Cook 'Em Up Curry. So you're giving me the first pick, right?
Yep. Perfect.
All right, so we're going to dive right into this, man. We ain't going to leave y'all waiting. We're going to go ahead and do our own picks. So if I was LeBron, I'm picking KD right off top.
You can't, bro.
Yeah, I'm picking KD right off top.
You can't.
Because I'm going to create my own narrative.
I'm going, but if I'm LeBron, I'm trying to let them know, bro, I'm trying to beat you. I don't even want you on my team.
He better not end up not picking KD. He better not, because then if he picks, like, the only person that you can pick before him is, like, James Harden or Greek the Freak. And that's going to just start a whole bunch of mess.
Here's my pick.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis.
Ooh. That's a strong pick coming as the first Steph, pick.
With Steph and Anthony Davis, that pick and roll is going to be lethal. Mid-range, three-point.
Now you really put me in a bad situation, because now I still got James Harden and Greek the Freak on the board.
Yep.
But because of his assassin killingness, I gotta go with the beard. You gotta go with Fear the Beard, man.
I was hoping that you pick.
You got to go with Fear the Beer, man. Straight up. So, I'm taking James Harden. You know what I'm saying? That's money in the bank. Cash in the bag. So, who you got coming up next?
Now, that pick right there, honestly, just put me in a bind. Honestly. Because...
Yeah.
I got Kyrie out there. And I got the Greek Freak. And I got Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
And I got Big Cuz.
Yeah.
Let's go with... Kyrie.
You got to take Kyrie?
I'm going to take Kyrie.
That's kind of a big pick, too.
I like Steph and Kyrie one at the 1 and 2.
Uh-huh.
Undersized, but I think we'll make it.
Y'all definitely undersized, which I don't know how y'all going to make it through this game. So, with my next pick right now, I'm going to go ahead and I got LeBron, the Beard, and KD. I have to get some size in there. You already picked up Anthony Davis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got, man, you leaving it nice for me, yo. I'm taking DeMarcus Cousins. I'm taking Boogie, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good pick.
That's definitely a good pick. You know what I'm saying? Boogie finna come down.
So you know who I'm gonna go with right now, right?
Who's that?
Trust the process.
Oh, you better go with Joel.
Yeah.
You better go with the African prince. Okay. You better go with him, all right?
Because
anything else would definitely be no good, man. That's trash in the bag. So, I got one more pick left, huh?
Yep.
Man.
Got Greek Freak and...
DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan.
I'm going with... Man, DeMar DeRozan has been showing up.
Yep, 45 points, 40 points, 40 points.
The Greek, the freak, is the freak. I got to go with the Greek, man. I got to go with the Greek, baby. We taking the Greek,
I like that, though.
We taking the Greek, baby. Yeah.
I guess I got DeMar DeRozan. I like that pick for you because LeBron and the Greek freak, they do the same thing. They going to cancel each other out.
Yeah, so either way, man, that's just our little spin on the All-Star lineup game. We can't wait to see the game. This is the first time they're actually letting the players do their own picks. This should be fun, Gran. Like, this is going to be a real dope show.
Definitely.
I mean, well, not a dope show, but a dope game. It's probably going to be a dope show because, you know, Charles and Shaq going to be clowning. We can't wait to see it, man. Tune in. Welcome back, welcome back. This is Natty Talk, and I'm safely in the Golden. It's Grand Natty Effa in the building with me, man. Yo, how you doing, Grand, man? We've been talking about what? We did playoffs.
Monique.
We even did
the All-Star
picks. Yeah, we just did the All-Star pick. Of course, your team's going to lose. You can't pick a team for nothing.
I'm wrong.
We had a good show, man.
My rapper team was even good, too.
We definitely know what time they had the rapper team. Your bench is like...
My bench is raw.
Yeah, your benches probably need to be your starting lineup. So anyway, I was asking Grant when he gonna get his ass back in school, because he lacking, right? And he was like, he gonna get back in school, So I wanted to give him like a little quiz, a little simple quiz, you know what I'm saying, exercise his brain to see how soon he needs to go register back up for classes. So I pulled up some little riddles for him. You ready with Grant? You ready to do these riddles, man?
Yeah, I'm ready.
These are like some adult riddles. So they kind of kinky, but they not kinky. So get your mind out the gutter, all right? Get your mind out the gutter, bruh. So here we go. The first one is, you play with me at night before going to sleep. You can't get caught fiddling with me at work. You only let me select few people touch me. What am I?
Cell phone.
You're good, boy. Boy, you got something up in that little nappy noggin.
It was like one of them gave it away. I was like, man, that must be a cell phone.
Because you don't let no bitch touch that phone, huh?
No, I mean, my girl do. I don't even care.
I can't. Well, that's good, brother. Let's give you a round of applause. This guy, he's a good guy, y'all. He's a good guy. So I can't read this one to you because you already did this one, the four-letter one.
I screwed that one up.
You did fuck.
Lick. Talk. No, I didn't do talk.
No, you didn't do talk, but you was all over the place with it, man. So we're going to go ahead and jump into the next one. All right, here's a good one for you. What's in the man's pants that you won't find in the girl's dress? What's in the man's pants that you won't find in a girl's dress?
A dick.
Sometimes you might find that in somebody's female's dress.
That is true.
So, unfortunately,
loose,
sir.
Loose change.
No.
It's not loose change.
No. It's a loose change.
Let's see. What's in the man's pants is not in the girl. What is it?
Pockets, sir.
Oh,
pockets.
That's a good one, though.
Okay,
that's a good one.
I got another one for you coming up. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, get your mind out together now, Grant. Okay. Hey, remember, you talking about dicks and pocket change, okay?
Yeah, hey, man.
How you go from dicks to pocket change?
Because when I realized it wasn't dicks, I'm like, it gotta be pockets or something. Loose change.
Loose change. No, you didn't say pockets. You
loose change.
Yeah, loose change. All right. What's long and hard and has cum in it?
Oh, man.
Pause.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man.
What's long and hard and has come in? I can't believe I'm asking these questions right now.
Become?
become. That's actually a good. That's a good guess.
Is it right?
No, that's not right. That's not right.
Hey, I really asked that like I knew, I was in there.
Any more guesses?
What is it, man?
A cucumber. A cucumber. A cucumber.
Cucumber. Cucumber.
Hey, so you only able to guess one of these, bro.
That's good though. I'm like 33%.
Well, his math is totally off. Hey, we appreciate everybody tuning in to Naughty Talk, man. Love y'all. Tune in again.